This is Diane Roberts bringing you Fresh Picked Fiction from Florida State University. Here's Calvin Moser with The Checkpoint.
As you approach an army checkpoint, the kind you couldn't drive 2 kilometers in a Nigerian road without seeing, the driver pulled open the car ash tray where he kept his earnings and sighed. A couple of crumpled 5 naira notes wouldn't do. A soldier, with his green camouflage glistening in the sun, stood right in our path, motioning us to pull over to the side of the dusty road. He was hoisting, in his right hand, a rifle pointed skywards. The driver shook his head and sighed again. At that moment, all of us crammed into the taxi knew what was coming, and we braced ourselves. The driver slowed down to crawl, and just when the soldier dropped his guard to let him pull over, he sped off again. The men in green hopped into their van, every single one of them, and came after us. It must have been a slow business, sorry, checkpoint day. It immediately dawned on the driver that the soldier's desire to give him a proper mending outweighed his desire to not lose more money. So he pulled over to the side of the road with a screech, jumped out leaving behind his ignition keys, flew prostrate on the dirty, untarred street. He began rolling himself in the dust. He must have completed 9 or 10 rotations before the chasers finally caught up, to see their prey inflicting on himself what he deemed appropriate punishment. And what more could they do? As we sat in the idling car, one passenger sighed and said, "Smart man." Another grunted, "Lucky man." And I wondered what was smart or lucky about a mouth full of sand. Here in America, I see on TV yet more chases and mendings from soldiers in blue this time. And then I see fights and protests from angry drivers. And I wonder, wouldn't it be easier, far easier, if they just rolled in the dust too?